Hello and welcome to the Nerdicon. We are finally back after a super fucking long hiatus, but we've been posting stuff, so you can't get mad at us.
It's a Captain America hiatus.
Yeah, we kind of got frozen in ice because, you know, it's winter and shit.
Yeah.
Wow, that is actually a really perfect note. I'm so happy I said that. Okay.
Yeah. That was good.
Wait, that was totally planned. What are you saying?
Which one of us is the Winter Soldier, then?
Who's Bucky?
Yeah.
Well, let's be real. If I'm Captain America or you're Captain America, we're each other's Bucky.
Yeah, that's true. So, and I mean, yeah, that works.
Nick Fury.
Wait, Jeffrey, are you saying you're Nick Fury or he's Nick Fury?
I am, but I mean, if
no,
you want to
be I'm white Nick Fury. He's black Nick Fury.
And together,
Joss Whedon Nick Fury and your Marvel verse, like film verse.
And together,
oh wait, they're both Joss Whedon.
Yeah,
it works perfectly.
Oh my god!
See, he's Samuel L. Jackson, while I'm David Hasselhoff.
Wow.
Yep.
It went there. But speaking of the Avengers,
woohoo! This is the special edition Avengers podcast where we just kind of fan out about the Avengers film.
Yeah, this is our wrap up of
Joss Whedon months.
We're just gonna call it like Joss Whedon.
The giant
quarter.
Joss Whedon.
It's the Joss Whedon quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be real.
Yeah.
It's the retrospective Joss Whedon series. Whatever.
All right. Maybe we could. Go around and talk about, like, how we got into the movie and stuff.
Jeffrey's up.
Oh, confound it. You picked the guy who knows the least about comics to go first.
It's
all right.
It's either that or have me, like, go first and not let anyone else talk.
Accurate.
So, you know.
Well, how did Jeffrey get started watching things with Marvel? Mm-hmm. It all started back when I was a young lad and the Hulk came out.
Which one?
Well, the first one.
Ang Lee.
Yup.
Oh, dear.
Life of Pi. Yeah. So let's talk about, yeah, so first watched that and I was like, oh, wow. That's really cool. That kind of stuff. And that's when I started getting into superhero stuff. I wasn't into superheroes that much. I didn't really, yeah. I love superheroes, but I didn't like, oh my god, I gotta know everything about them. When I played video games with them in it, I loved it. And then, you know, going on, I watched that and I was like, that was a bad movie, but
okay,
well, it wasn't a bad movie.
I was like, Ang Lee's Hulk was your introduction to superheroes? I feel so
No, it was my introduction to, like, Marvel superhero movies.
Okay. Well,
Marvel superhero
that's
movies.
Still not
wait,
good.
Even before X-Men?
Oh, shit, I forgot. Yeah. So, yeah, no,
I mean,
no,
like,
no.
It's not canonically part of,
yeah,
like,
but, yeah,
Marvel
that
verse,
whole
but
thing. I was thinking of, like, the Marvel verse right now with the Hulks and all the things.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, the Marvel verse. That's what I'm thinking, talking about right now, but I completely forgot about that. Holy shit. Anyways, yes. Watch that. I enjoyed for what it was. It wasn't, like, the best thing. And then I was actually very excited when I heard about Iron Man. And I didn't know much about Iron Man. And then I read into it, read a couple of comics. And I was like, oh, shit. That's actually kind of cool. And I loved all the films. Well, you know, except I liked the second one, but not as much. But still, I'm not going to say anything else about that. But yes, I grew in and started loving everything about Marvel and the Avengers after the Hulk, the very first Hulk movie, which was very interesting. That's where I started at. So, yes. Who's Max, I guess?
We'll circle it.
All right.
I'll
keep it brief.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Five minutes or less.
Okay. So, basically, I started into the whole, you know, Marvel thing, watching, like, X-Men the Animated Series, Spider-Man the Animated Series, all that great stuff.
Holla!
They have excellent intro themes that you don't hear anymore.
That's very
true. But I got into that.
Our friend likes to scream whenever people are being dickweeds.
Yeah. that's something Jeffrey knows. Okay, like I was saying.
Just because you were there.
And then, you know, when I was young, I didn't really read too many comics. I got, like, I read, like, one of the first issues of Ultimate Spider-Man and Ultimate X-Men and Batman and stuff like that. And then the Spider-Man movie came out and the X-Men movie, and I watched all of those. Like, I had all of those movies on DVD, like, when they came out. And, you know, I watched all through them, and then I saw Iron Man, and I was like, okay, it says Marvel, I don't know much about Iron Man, I've seen him in the comic book store a few times, never was really interested. Watched it, I thought it was awesome, Robert Downey Jr. was hilarious, and then one of my friends said, hey, I heard there's something after the credits that we need to see, like, no one told me what it was, but you need to watch after the credits, and so I was like, okay, that's cool. And then, you know, I watch it, and then all of a sudden, Samuel L. Jackson's standing there saying, I want to talk to you about the Avengers Initiative. And I geeked out. It was like, they're going to connect the movies. That's what they're doing. The Hulk is going to have something like this, too. It's going to lead to the Avengers, eventually.
At some point.
At some point. I don't know if it can even get off the ground. And at first, I was like, oh, that was probably just like a tiny little, you know,
blurb.
Nod to the fans.
And honestly, it could have just been a nod to the fans, and then, like, the next movie, they're just sort of like, yeah, 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 blah, blah, blah. And then it developed into more, and I was really loving all the films, and then I saw The Avengers, and it was, like, the biggest geekgasm ever. Done!
Boom, that was actually impressive.
Yeah, you managed
to tone that down
a lot. Are we going to talk about how you had to keep punching me to keep me awake during The Avengers?
Oh,
yeah.
I would never admit that. Shut up.
It was a midnight premiere, and she had a long day.
Okay, fine.
And we had been there.
It was week, home slice.
Oh, yeah. It was. I didn't see it at the midnight.
Yeah, and we got there at, like, 8.
Yeah, no, we got to the theater. No, we got
to... We got to the restaurant.
We got to the restaurant at, like, 6.
Yeah, and then we had to wait till...
And then we had to wait until 11 to get in, and then we had to sit there and wait. And I got, like, a bucket of Mountain Dew, and I was still...
Yeah.
I was out.
I was about to say, did you go through the whole bucket? Because that's a tits.
I did.
Like camping.
Well done.
Lame jokes. Okay.
Yep.
My introduction was a lot like Cody's. Very much animated. X-Men-y.
As you, to her boobs.
I'm like, hey, boobs! I'm wearing an X-Men shirt, but most of my boobs. What? Silly. Marvel is complicated for me. It's not anymore, but it was because I refused for a really long time, probably until high school, which is when I actually started reading comic books, that I liked Marvel. Like, I refused to admit it. I refused to admit the fact, even though, like, my favorite superheroes were all Marvel heroes, and, like, I didn't really like that many DC heroes, but I was still like, DC's so much better. I don't know.
It was mostly like, I like Batman, so I like DC.
I mean, yeah.
That's how most people are. It's
I love
Marvel and Batman.
I mean, that's where I am now. I'm finally okay with it. I think at some point I used to say, like, Marvel sucks, except for Stan Lee.
The guy who created Marvel.
Marvel, yeah, like,
I'm giving you the most judgmental look.
There's a way that could work.
Hey!
There's a way.
That was middle school.
We all have our times in middle school.
Yeah.
And then I actually started reading comics, but I mean, you know, elementary school and most of middle school was very much like the cartoons, and then I got into the comics. So then, I think the first, like, Marvel Cinematic Universe was Iron Man. Like, I didn't... Because I was never a big Hulk fan. I'm more of a Hulk fan now than I ever was. Mostly... Well, the Hulk is awesome, but also because Mark Ruffalo is my perfect Bruce Banner.
Yes.
Like, actual Dr. Bruce Banner over here, what's going on?
Yeah.
Did you ever actually watch the Iron Man animated series?
No, I didn't.
As a kid with Mullet Man as Iron Man.
Epic solo thing.
Yeah, the rock solo thing with him, like, pouring iron shirtless. And I was like, he's so badass.
What?
Molten iron, shirtless, and just like, I am Iron Man.
I'm sorry, like, Cody, the way you described that was like a gay porno.
It actually kind of looks like it.
It does.
It's on YouTube. Just
yeah.
Well,
wow.
Go back iron.
I was a multiple X-Men animated series fan, and also Batman, because...
Who wasn't?
Oh, my God, so good. But Iron Man was the opening. Robert Downey Jr. is, like, the actual Tony Stark. Actually, I think that's my favorite thing about the Avengers and about all the movies leading up to the Avengers is that they're actually, like, there's a line that has been blurred where you don't know where the characters start and the actors, like, you don't know where that line is.
Yeah.
It's pretty fantastic, and I think that's one of my favorite things about it, but... Iron Man, that was my gateway drug. Robert Downey Jr., hey! Mm-hmm.
That was, yeah, that was...
And all of the emotions.
I will say...
All of the emotions. Not just sexy emotions, but also, like, oof, some Tony Stark character, like,
mm-hmm.
backstory, like,
yeah.
dad, and, like, Captain America as he relates to dad, and, like, oh.
Just everything's interconnected. It's awesome.
Oh, it's
yeah.
so beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
You're up.
I'm great. I'm pretty much, like... Cody and Emily, in the sense of I grew up watching the X-Men animated series.
See,
I didn't watch the
I
Spider-Man.
I did too, but I didn't know that that's what
oh.
we were talking about.
I didn't
about.
Know we were going to start there either until
either.
Cody did.
Yeah, I was like, oh, well, now I feel like an idiot.
Yeah.
I was going to be like, it's on Netflix, just go watch it.
Right?
Well, it's on Netflix, go watch it.
Yeah, basically. Like, that's how I started. I didn't watch the Spider-Man animated series because I was like, fuck Spider-Man.
It's been a really long time to actually like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. But as far as, like, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, my gateway drug was also Iron Man.
Boom!
Because my mother made me watch Ally McBeal when I was a child.
Back when Robert Downey Jr. had a gap in his teeth.
Close
yeah.
the gates.
Back before
but,
his whole drug.
Yeah.
Was, no, that was during.
That,
that
was
during.
That was
the
during
beginning.
Yeah.
While he was drugged.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah. That was like
he
the beginning
up.
Of the end. and then like
and then
he rose beginning. Up from the ashes.
Whoa.
But yeah.
You like a phoenix.
Oh.
I'm so excited.
Fall Out
anyway,
Boy
sorry.
Jokes. No. Sorry. We. Fall Out Boy. Fuck you. Anyway.
Only if yes, nicely.
Okay. Anyway.
So Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr., Alan Bale, go.
Yeah. So my mom took me to, because she was like, oh, I fucking love Robert Downey Jr. And me being, you know, the impressionable, however old we were, whatever
yeah.
that show came out. I was like, yeah, I fucking love Robert Downey Jr. He was great in Ally McBeal. He was like my favorite character because once he went into rehab, that show went to shit real fast.
Mm-hmm.
But the funny story is that, like, whenever we went to go see it at the local theater, like, we showed up, like, 10 minutes late.
Mm-hmm.
But there was nobody working the ticket counter. So we waited. And
did
we
you
waited.
Sneak into Iron Man?
We didn't sneak in. We just kind of...
Let yourselves in.
Bummed in there.
I mean, we sure didn't sneak. We weren't then tiptoeing like it's Scooby-Doo.
No, we were just like... Fuck this shit, we're gonna go in. So for like, I think actually the first time I actually saw the first 10 minutes of Iron Man was whenever we did that Marvel marathon
mm-hmm.
right before the Avengers came out. Me and my friends decided to do a Marvel marathon, and it lasted.
Did you guys do both Hulk movies?
No, we just did the one because we didn't really count.
Edward Norton one.
Which is interesting because most people don't count the Eric Bana Hulk, the Hulk, as part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But the guy who wrote it as an in-part sequel, like, wrote The Incredible Hulk as an in-part sequel to the Hulk.
Yeah.
So it's weird and I kind of consider it part of it because, like, it's related, but, like, anyway.
Anyway.
It's indirectly related to the Marvel Cinematic Universe because it wasn't intended to be, but it became that.
So, but yeah, like, I didn't really go much further into the Marvel Cinematic Universe except for the Iron Man 1 and 2.
My teeth right in. Jeffrey's glasses just came off.
I was like,
that was pretty.
Let me disappear.
Wow. But yeah, like, I was like, you know, I really want to get into this more. And so, after much coercion, I watched Thor and actually really liked it. And,
Thor is an interestingly interestingly controversial movie because people either really love it or fucking hate it.
Yeah.
Like, people
it's
love
very
it
divided.
Or think it's the worst movie that has ever been made.
It really is. Like, it's really divided.
Yeah.
And funny enough, I'm in between when it comes to Thor.
Wow.
I know, right?
Maybe that dude.
Yep.
Yeah, you're like the one.
See, I like
you're
it.
You're the only one who didn't mention the cartoons. You're the only one who's in between on Thor.
Well, you know what?
You're
that's
just the hipster of the group.
You know what? Don't ever have me go first.
All right, well, the
this is why the black guy dies first.
Okay, next.
And I just died on this channel first.
Next thing we talk about, you...
We probably shouldn't have you go last either, because look at how that shit worked out for Troy.
Or Holden. Cabin in the Woods. Oh,
wow. Okay.
Anyways.
So anyway,
that was Joss Whedon, though, so it's totally relevant.
Yeah,
totally.
So I was coerced into watching the rest of the films, and I absolutely loved them. And so I was like, oh, it would be totally fantastic to go and see the Avengers for my 20. How old was I? 20th.
It was last year.
It was your 21st
birthday. Holy shit balls!
Yeah,
an entire year just seemed like. 15 years. Wow.
Literally like a year and a month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh God, don't remind me. You're making me feel
I'm
old. So yeah, I was like, this will be a great way to celebrate my 21st birthday, you know. And then I got to go and ride the Hulk roller coaster for my legit 21st birthday.
Nice. Yes. So
all
right, so
now that we've done the intros.
Now we can each, I guess, like talk about what we loved about Avengers and try not to make it, you know, 45 minutes each.
Let's just go in an X so Jeffrey doesn't have to go first or last.
Yeah. So, I guess, who do we want to go first? Do we want...
Oh, fuck, I don't know. Wait, what are we talking about? Like, how
like
our feels on Avengers?
Yeah, like, what...
Of the actual film.
Of the actual film.
Of the actual
film and like,
itself.
Maybe the character's plot, stuff like
okay.
that. What we enjoyed, what All we maybe didn't enjoy, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. I didn't enjoy how Loki was pretty much a dick for no real reason. I mean,
well,
he kind of had a reason, but, like we were talking about earlier,
yeah.
there's that theory that he was just putting on an act, and he was just trying to get back to Asgard, finding a way to get
yeah.
back to Asgard, to where he could steal shit for
Thanos.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Yeah, and I think if anything, it might have been him falling through that portal sort of fucked him up a bit too.
Yeah.
You know, he's probably been, you know, seeing different dimensions he probably never wanted to see.
That's
well,
true.
And I mean, there's an undisclosed amount of time in between.
That's also
yeah.
true. Like,
Thor
there's no real definite
well,
way to tell.
Yeah. It, yeah.
The,
it like
in
our time, it was
and
about
also,
a year.
And also our time, like how
yeah.
like
yeah.
our time versus their time.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
So
in our time,
and, like
it was
he wasn't even really. Bound to any specific time, so
yeah.
what could have been
gone,
a year could have been
gone
a five,
for 50
yeah,
years,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Stuff like that, and just seen so much stuff.
I did love Hulk. I love Bruce Banner.
Oh,
like,
God.
Like my heart broke so much watching him because he was just oh
mm-hmm.
God, Mark
good.
Ruffalo, I love you.
I also have a lot. Okay, I have a lot of. Steve Rogers feels as he relates to all of the other characters,
mm-hmm.
especially because of, like, what he means to Howard Stark,
yeah.
and therefore what
mm-hmm.
he means to Tony, and, like, their interaction, and, like, their character growth.
Yeah,
and
sort
then,
of gives...
And Bruce Banner, because,
mm-hmm.
like, he became the Hulk because he was trying to figure out... So, like, he also has this, like,
yeah.
deep-rooted connection
yeah, there's
to
this big
to
connection
Steve.
Between all of them, like, without them knowing it. Like, they all are sort of just connected, and
yeah.
and that's interesting that all these super-powered beings are connected, and that it sort of gives more of, like, a reason sort of behind Tony and...
It gives it this
and Cap's,
beautiful
you know,
texture.
Anger... You know, towards each other, it's
yeah.
not only just because, you know, Cap thinks Tony's a dick. It's more like, I knew your dad. He was great.
Your
Why
dad
aren't
was
you
great.
Like
and then on Tony's side, like, my dad never shut the fuck up about
yeah.
you. You're
not
that, great.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
so it's
what's
a good...
so special about you?
Yeah.
Really, like, the only two characters who don't have a connection...
Is Thor and...
Well, I was going to say Thor...
And Captain America.
They... Well, Captain America is
yeah.
the one I'm... Like, the one who doesn't have... The ones who don't have any ties to Captain America are Thor, Black Widow, and Hawkeye.
I
at least in the cinematic universe.
Yeah, I would
Thus
say
far.
I would say
yeah.
ties as in the Tesseract was used in Captain America, and
well,
it
yeah.
came
oh, yeah,
from
that's
Odin's
true.
Vault. It's from Asgard.
That's
and that's probably
yeah.
where the fuck Red Skull went when
yeah.
he got...
Yeah.
warped up
can you imagine how Odin was like the fuck are you doing here
where the fuck are you
you look weird and I've seen Bilge Snipe Endless very unpleasant but yeah so
precious
yeah
Yeah.
But
I think those three are definitely people who... I think Black Widow and Hawkeye have probably been affected by Captain America. They're probably either part of the team or, they have a connection to him.
It just hasn't delved into it yet.
Well, that, and I don't think that those... I think that those three stand out as people who weren't... don't acknowledge the fact that they have been affected. Like, Tony knows he's been affected by Steve, and
because
Bruce knows he's been affected
his
by
entire
Steve.
Life.
Yeah.
So, like, their personalities and who they are has been shaped by, directly or indirectly, their relationship with this man who is out of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, Coulson has a connection with all of them, basically.
Oh, also, wait, can we talk about the fact that they're setting... They're setting S.H.I.E.L.D. after the Avengers, but he's still a main character?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just me! What are you doing? Baby, what are you doing? I'm so confused.
We'll see.
Oh, I'm so
we'll
excited.
See.
Oh, anyway.
But yeah,
throwing that out there.
So, but I think...
I understand. No.
Okay, I guess I'll go next.
Okay.
Yes.
I guess what I like about it, and it deals also with the whole cinematic universe too, is that a lot of characters that I just did not like in the comics, I really like in the movies. Like Iron Man. Iron Man is like second to Hitler in the comics almost, especially in the Civil War storyline where he's a fucking dick. And, you know, he's, you know, the government's little puppet and everything. And I was like, movie Iron Man would never do that. That's why they can never do a Civil War movie, because it would make no sense, because the sides are split now.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't even resemble it, and I wouldn't like it. So, and I hated Thor in the comics before the movie.
Boring.
He was really boring. He was just kind of like, and he spoke in sort of that semi-Shakespearean, like, it was like almost Shakespearean. It was just thee and thou and thine. And
like
I'm glad
that
they didn't do that in the movie. They did sort of more of a, like, proper, you know, thing, but it wasn't, like, super Shakespearean like it is in the comics. And he was just an asshole in the comics, too. Like, a lot of characters were assholes in the comics that they made him much more likable in the movie, which I enjoyed. And I'm like, okay... Because I read some Iron Man Civil War stuff before I saw the movie, and I was like, yeah, that's... I'm glad they changed that up a bit. And so I really liked the movie, and I hadn't really heard much about Joss Whedon. Like, I had heard about him, but I'd never seen any of his shows. Like, I knew he did Buffy, and my stepmom would watch Buffy, like, when it came on TNT all the time. And so I was like, all right, I gotta check out Buffy if, like, you know, he's doing the Avengers stuff. And I watched it and I was like, you are qualified to do anything, sir. And I watched it and I was like, all right. And so I really got into Buffy through that. The Avengers got me into Buffy, which is weird.
Wait, when did this happen? When did you, like, not know much about Joss Whedon? Was this... when?
No, it was like back when he was first announced to be the director of Avengers. So back in 2011, 2010, maybe?
I am so disappointed in myself.
I didn't know, like, too much of, like...
Who can say whether
I had heard about him and knew that he did Buffy, but I didn't think... I was like, he's getting, like, a multi... $1 million movie?
That's not what we're...
I know. But like I was saying...
Anyway, continuing forth.
Okay, and
we're learning things about each other.
Yes. So, I really enjoyed it. Like we've already said, the character interactions were very interesting. I liked the jokes and how the jokes sort of... Like, they were kind of goofy and kind of thing, but they felt natural. In the context of where it was set, you know, where they were put, like, I like Captain's, you know, I understand the flying monkeys reference sort of thing.
Yeah.
That was kind of cute, because it was like, oh yeah, I was from that time when that movie came out.
Whereas right before, or, like, in context where Tony's like, Alan is playing Galaga.
Yeah, and he's like, what?
What the fuck is a Galaga? Is it gonna hit me or something?
Yeah.
And then, oh, flying monkeys. I got that.
Yeah. And I think this is my favorite portrayal of the Hulk, because, you know, they got him right. He's supposed to be, like, yes,
also,
Bruce Banner
science
is tortured.
Bros.
Yes.
Yes.
Science bros is forever, yes.
Bruce Banner is tortured, and they got that right, but Hulk has fun.
Yeah.
Like, Hulk likes to have fun. He's not just, like, serious. And they actually had him...
You good, Jeffrey?
Let's continue. Sorry, this is the way you said he likes to have fun. And then I was like, Hulks, they want to have fun. And I just...
So now you should have that image in your
yep.
brain.
Hulks just want to have fun.
And then you please go.
Yeah.
I'm just, I'm gonna
and,
shut up.
And I just thought that was great. And I loved, like, the little, in, you know, mid-credits scene with Thanos. I sort of geeked out with that, too. And Coulson, spoiler alert, Coulson dying, but, you know.
God, if you don't know that, how are
you know,
on the internet?
It's like, why are you listening to this?
Anyway,
Coulson dying was very tragic. Like, I was like, no, he's my favorite. He's awesome. Why? He was, like, out of all the superheroes in the Marvel Cinematic Universe... He doesn't have any superpowers, but he's the only one who fights crime. Mm. Like, he did in
that
short.
Other fan theory that, like, how Coulson really was that kid from Captain America
yeah.
who had the shield.
God, I hope so.
And that he volunteered to
uh-huh.
be part of that.
Yeah.
That's my favorite theory,
yeah.
and I hope that it's for results.
That would be fantastic.
And I love how much of a Cap fanboy he is.
Oh my god, he's precious.
He's adorable. He's just like, could you sign my cards, please? It's like if any of us met, like,
yes.
someone from the Avengers.
Let's be real. If I met Joss Whedon,
yeah.
I would...
Could you sign, like, everything I own right now?
Because
I'm going to pour it on your desk.
Entire body.
Let's be real. I'd probably just pass out. So.
Yeah, that would happen. I would cry and throw up and pass out all at once.
Kind of how I felt when I met the guy from Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yep.
I looked at him and I was like, well, I'm done.
It'd kind of be like when Troy met LeVar Burton.
No, it would be like that. I would be sitting in a bathroom and I would be like singing Nerf Herder and I'd be like rocking back and forth crying.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Anyway,
that was me meeting James Marsters, okay? That was me, like, being within 10 feet of him the first day. I was like,
I can't. That was me meeting Zachary Levi. I about shit my pants.
Yep.
I sat there when I saw Tony Todd. I just sat there and looked at him like, Candyman. I literally went into a state of, I'm stupid right now. Don't fucking talk
yeah.
to me right
now. Well, when I met... The UK cast of Being Human from the first, like, section before
Ooh.
They, like, revamped all the characters. I had so many things. I was like, I was going to be like, I loved you in this, and I loved... No, I was just like, you guys are awesome, I love you.
Yeah.
And they were like, you're so cute, and I was like, well, I'm going to go.
That's kind of how I was when I met like, Tara from Buffy.
Yeah.
I was so upset when your character
when you
died. When you died. And she was like, uh-huh, that's nice. And then she was like, let's take a picture. And then I met Dante from Clerks. And then I was just like, ha, could you sign my Clerks DVD? And then I was just
things
like,
things and
ah,
stuff.
Ah,
stuff, Lord.
It's really bad when you go see a person that you've always wanted to meet. And then all of a sudden, no, like, when that happened to me, I was ready to just spout off, like, I loved your line in this. I was, like, really awesome in it. And I get up there, like, and my friend Cameron says, Jeffrey, you got this. I'm like, yeah.
I was
hi.
I was going to go up to Brian O'Halloran and be like, are you even supposed to be here today?
Because
and
on the
I
schedule,
didn't.
He really wasn't.
He was to be here. And I was going to say that, and then I was like,
I somehow managed to tell him that I dressed up as Kevin Smith for my friend's short film. Because David didn't have enough guys, so I was like, I can be Kevin Smith if you want me to be. I can be Silent Bob. And he was like, fuck it, fine. And
you know
so...
What? We said we're going to die.
Yeah, we
yeah,
did.
We
I just
did.
Said,
Jeffrey,
oh, well, Jeffrey, go, before
talk
it lasts.
About the Avengers.
Come on.
Okay.
Go.
First,
let
me preface this by, yes, I've watched cartoons when I was younger with Spider-Man, and I actually really liked Spider-Man before a lot of times. It was kind of weird. I did, too, and I played the games, and I was really happy about that. But, like, my whole entire, like, introduction to, like, this kind of stuff was the Hulk. Okay. Let me just say that.
Okay.
I feel bad that I didn't say that before.
We got you.
So.
I think Jamie knows.
Okay, good.
Sorry.
What I like about the Avengers. Well, I thought.
I can't decide if that was too soft.
I don't know what that was.
Anyway, the Avengers. Just go.
Anyway, okay.
Whatever.
The Avengers.
Sorry, Chris. And Chris number two.
When I was watching the movie, I really enjoyed it. I loved everything about it, mainly because I wasn't expecting it to be as good as it was. And I'm not saying that because, like, oh, I don't know Joss Whedon. No, I know Joss Whedon. All right. I watched Buffy when I was younger, and then I also watched Firefly when that came out, because that's what I did. All right. So, I knew Joss
Space
Whedon.
And Westerns.
Because I love Westerns. Anyways, I just didn't know how to feel about. Because to me, I think that, like, I don't know, I might be wrong in saying this, but it was kind of like a first time a film was made like this.
Yeah, no. Well, like, it's the first time that there were, like, so many separate stories coming together.
Well, not even just that. Like, Joss Whedon proved spectacularly in a way that won't be topped until, you know, Avengers 2.
Yeah.
That you can do multiple superheroes. And do them all well.
Yes.
And, like, as much as I love X-Men and, you know, I have lots and lots of fun mixed feelings about all of those movies, like, the only one that came kind of close was Origins.
Origins? Wolverine?
Nope, just kidding.
First Class?
That one. Okay. I consider that to be the only Origins. I actually forget that Wolverine exists.
Funny enough, I knew what you were talking about when you said that, actually.
Yeah. Congratulations. You get points.
Hell yay.
But I mean, like, that was the closest, and that movie is good, but it's also
it
just
could be
okay.
Better. It could be better.
The trailer was so good. But Joss Whedon spectacularly proved that you can do it.
Yeah.
And
you don't have to put focus on just one or two characters. You
and that's what I
be
thought.
On all of them.
That's what I thought it was going to be like, because I don't know. In my mind, I always had that sort of backing, like, it's not going to do. It's not going to do well. It's going to be good. It's going to be amazing, but it's not going to be as what you want it to
be. Like, it's going to be just Iron Man is amazing.
But then I just kept telling myself, it doesn't matter, because Joss Whedon has a really great eye for cinematography. And that's what that's really the only thing that just kept me, like, really excited for Avengers was everything, just, like, knowing Joss Whedon was directing this and that it's going to be something different. And, you know, he included everything that I wanted in it. And that the biggest thing that I wanted, and I think that's the biggest thing, like, everybody loved about the Avengers, that one just long take shot of every single one of them fighting. I've always wanted
that.
I wanted that, and that happened.
That happened,
literally, I'm pretty sure every floor in the theaters of all over the world was sticky, because it was awful how much everybody just said, you know what, just have everything.
Yeah, from a comic fan standpoint, that's like a two-page spread in a comic book of just, like, all the heroes fighting that you see in almost every freaking event book in Marvel.
Yeah.
Just that whole big everything happening.
And he did it,
and
fucking beautiful.
And all of the shots are modeled after comic book panels without actually going for the gimmick of the comic book panel like Hulk did in Emily's Hulk. And I think that's what he did. You know,
it's the perfect merging of comic books and film.
It really is. It's literally a comic book on film. I had to remind myself I was watching a movie, not reading a comic.
Yeah. And if you don't think that shot is flawless and fantastic, then you need to just go.
Yeah. Because everything about that was just awesome.
Well, okay. Adding to that, I have two things.
Okay.
Two extra things adding to all the things we just magically talked about, because, oh my god, I remember him talking about it in the commentary, too, where the shot where he turned the camera upside down over the Loki's staff is probably one of my favorite shots in the entire movie.
I agree.
And the fact that everyone was like, are you sure you want to do that? And he's like, guys, fucking trust me.
I got this.
Like, hold my rein.
It is... it's like that beautiful, like, and it does exactly what it needs to. And a lot of people, that's a shot that people are torn about. Like, they either fucking love it or they think it fucking, like, ruins the mood.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, and they think it's creepy and weird, and I'm like, that's what it's supposed
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, it's supposed that's to be unsettling. Purpose.
Everything is unsettling in this scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of the shots do seem very weird and off-putting, because it's supposed to. You're
it's
supposed to feel
being
what they're
controlled,
feeling. Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
like, you're being manipulated within the frame, and like, he's
great.
A master.
And I love it when Ooh. You go back and watch, you can actually see Bruce Banner stepping back and grabbing the staff,
yeah.
just like his shoulder. Just look at his shoulder, you see it go
also,
up
he doesn't
and
have
grabbing
shoes
stuff.
On that scene. Anyway.
Well, I mean, in some of the panels, like the glass panes, you can see his reflection, and it's the reflection
it's the
of the Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like things like that. Just
yeah. subtle things,
wonderful.
And you're like, oh.
And, see, and I see that in a comic book all the time, where it's like he's talking about his past, and the Hulk's right there, and it's just very cool. And you don't see that, but it wasn't like up in the front where it's like out there, where you're just like, oh yeah, there's the giant Hulk outline that now we
yeah.
see for some reason. No, it was very subtle and it
and gorgeous.
The,
and
yeah, The Avengers is a movie that you get more things. It, you know,
the more
out of
times
it, the more times
it.
You watch it.
And just in closing for myself,
no,
it's just like, oh, sorry, go ahead. No, sorry.
Sorry. Go ahead. Go
okay,
ahead.
My final last thing
yeah.
is Black Widow. Okay, so a lot of people complained about how, like, there aren't really female characters. And I mean, there are three predominant female characters in the Avengers, and none of them really meet or talk or do anything. And, like, so the Avengers as a film doesn't actually pass the Bechdel test.
Yeah.
Which is two named women speaking about something other than a man.
Yeah.
And I've ranted about this many times, where I would prefer to have a character who is female, who is a good, strong character, than
mm-hmm.
have a fucking film pass the Bechdel test. Because
yeah.
yeah.
What is the point in having female representation if it's not good representation?
Exactly.
But what Joss Whedon did with Black Widow, especially during the scene where she's fighting, where she's running away from the Hulk,
yeah.
is probably one of my favorite things. The shot of her freaking out when she gets the call about Hawkeye is absolutely beautiful for what it like as a shot by itself, but also what it represents in that, like, Joss Whedon, and he does this all the time, but he allows his female characters
to feel,
and all of his characters, but particularly his female characters, who are usually the characters who are chastised for it. He allows them to feel and to have emotions and to express those emotions, and they are never punished for them.
Yeah.
And it becomes... And he lets his male characters do this as well in The Avengers, but
mm-hmm.
Specifically, like, that scene, and then her pulling herself together, and, like, I also... Oh, my God, their relationship. Whew, I'm excited about that. Like, I... Whatever their relationship is, I love it. Hawkeye and Black Widow.
Yeah.
Oh.
And...
In closing,
basically,
sorry, that was it.
The main thing that I loved about it was just that it just didn't feel campy,
yeah,
at all. And I wasn't excited. Going with a lot of superheroes and things, it can really just go down fast and can just be filled with nothing but a bunch of one-liners.
There were
and
spots where he could have, like, just made it hokey as hell.
Yeah.
And just made it, like, a typical comic book movie where,
mm-hmm.
you know, they throw in all those stupid jokes and everything, like, mostly for fan service.
Yeah.
But he didn't. He paid fan service
yeah.
without having to resort to that.
And
that's
he
what
did
made
fan
it great.
Service by putting it in a story context instead of just in a, oh, look at this, it's fan service.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, the fan service is a part of the world
yeah.
that they live in. It's not just like, well, I'm going to mention, you know, life model decoys just out of the blue. It's just like, it actually exists in this world.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, one last thing in closing. What I have always wanted in a lot
that.
Of things. I know. And one last thing. What I always want when it comes to superhero movies that I wish that more superhero focus on is after.
Yeah.
After the destruction.
Mm-hmm.
After everything has happened. Look at how much damage has happened to all
yeah.
of these people.
Yeah.
Look at all this. And what they did at the end of showing, like, different
mm-hmm.
film clips of different people, like,
mm-hmm.
thank you for this, thank you for
sorry.
That. And like, yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, that's great. That's wonderful. That's what I always wanted when it comes to big destruction
yeah.
movies. You see all these buildings topple, cleaning up. Who the fuck cleans that up?
Exactly.
Who does that?
It's like,
well,
and why
Chris Evans cleans that up. Actual Captain America, whatevs.
What up?
And it's like, and why, it's like, why should people, you know, trust the Avengers this much if, you know, even though they did save the day, they still caused a shit ton of property
exactly.
damage.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
stuff like that.
So, yeah, and definitely, like, showing them, A, the call to the shawarma, I think it's
yeah.
funny, but showing them in the destructed shawarma shop while
yeah.
she's, like, cleaning and, like...
And how they're all just kind of like, this isn't as great
they're
as
like,
Tony hyped it up.
That, and also, like, God, we have nothing to say to each other for right now. Yeah.
We have nothing to talk about, really. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. And that was great. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault.
Oh. Don't remember your end closing. All right, well.
I'll remember it after we finish, trust me. As soon as we turn it off, I'll be like, oh yeah! Back.
Yep. Hello. Because that's what happens.
That's how life
Do you
works.
Have an in closing?
In closing.
Or if you want to say anything at all, really, because you didn't get to like do the next thingy.
Oh, that's cool. No, we did.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
Jeff requires attention to play.
No, but like in closing, I really did love seeing, like, as much as I would have loved for example, Justice League to have been the first like real big deal superhero coming together movie. I'm really glad that it
Must
was Avengers.
Real. They couldn't.
They couldn't.
DC wouldn't be able to pull that. I still don't believe DC can pull that off.
I don't
but.
Either personally. But I'm glad that. You know, it was Avengers that got it started, and...
I'm not gonna let me do Wonder Woman? Cool. We'll just put her in there. It'll be fine. I'll put her in the Avengers. Suck my dick.
That's Joss Whedon for you. Whenever I heard that Joss Whedon was supposed to do it, I was sold instantly. I was like, I know fucking nothing about this shit except for Iron Man. Sign me up, though. Because Joss Whedon is essentially like... Yeah. But,
Holy grail
yeah,
of all things good.
Good and delicious.
Oh. Well, that escalated quickly.
Keep it there.
But, yeah, in closing for me, I really enjoyed it. And it really could have turned into Transformers very easily.
But it didn't.
It didn't. And I have a problem with people who compare it to Transformers because of so much action.
Sorry.
And, like, because of that, the Leviathan worm thing that shot out the things looks somewhat similar to the fucking Transformer in blah, blah, blah. And, you know, okay, go ahead, since you remember.
Okay.
Do it.
And it's actually kind of related to that.
Cool.
One of my favorite things, and a couple of people have mentioned it, like CinemaSins mentioned it in his, like, things wrong with the Avengers, blah, blah, blah. But it's something that people don't really mention that much, is that Joss Whedon, because of all of the character building, because of all the things that he's marvelous and perfect fucking at, and all the things that we talked about, he was able to get away with Kill the Nest and Everything Dies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He really was.
Like,
yeah.
And nobody, like, I don't care.
I don't care.
I
nobody gives a fuck about
I personally
it.
Said the Chitauri are of hive mind.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like,
you can use that as an excuse.
It's legitimate.
They're
like,
of a hive mind.
It's fine.
It makes sense.
And, like, that's, like, he did so much great work that that's a gimme he gets.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll fucking explain it away
exactly.
for him. Like,
exactly.
And you know what? I didn't even catch it. I just accepted
also,
it.
Also, nobody has intercoms. How are they talking to each other in that final fight?
I actually was wondering that myself.
Anyway,
and I was just like, you know what? I feel like something was planted in because Tony Stark
I'm
does
like,
what whatever.
If it's tiny?
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
What if they all just was born this way? You know?
They're on the right track, babe.
And in closing, no more Lady Gaga. Goodbye.
All right. But, yeah. So, Joss Whedon... Spectacular has ended.
Joss Whedon Corner has now officially closed. Yep. We can start the next quarter.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do Kevin Smith shit.
Yeah,
stay tuned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bye.
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 Bye.